This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. A federal judge issued a ruling this afternoon that could fundamentally reshape one of the most influential companies in Texas. Judge Richard Leone said AT&T will be able to merge with Time Warner after all. That's despite opposition from the Trump administration, and it means CNN, HBO, and Wonder Woman will all fall under the umbrella of AT&T, which is based in downtown Dallas. Business columnist Mitchell Schnurman is covering this landmark decision for the Dallas Morning News, and he joins us from the newspaper's office 5 blocks east of AT&T's headquarters. This deal's been valued at anywhere from $85 to $100 billion. What kind of impact will it have here in North Texas?
The difference in the price, just to be clear about it, it has to do with whether you include the debt or not. So if you count just the equity, it's about $85 billion. If you include the debt, it's about $108 billion. What it means for Dallas is a little unclear. And I say that because these operations are generally headquartered in Southern California, in the Los Angeles area. It's where HBO and a lot of that is. But then also in New York. That's where the big advertising business is. So we're not really sure yet exactly how much of it will come down here. I imagine over time it's going to be a very positive development.
How does this decision change AT&T's future?
Just terrifically, because AT&T was in a bit of a jam because it bought DirecTV in 2015, paid a lot of money for it, and DirecTV has been declining because of the big cord cutting. But meanwhile, when all these customers have been switching, AT&T's profits have been falling pretty steadily. So it needed a solution for that problem. And the solution is by adding content, it's going to double down on trying to reach this audience in the future. And then also adding advertising. They believe they can get anywhere from 3 to 5 times more per ad spot because they know so much more about you. They'll be able to tailor ads to you. So that's partly how they're going to make this pay off.
President Trump has made CNN a punching bag on Twitter. Time Warner owns CNN, and now AT&T would own Time Warner. Trump's Justice Department opposed this deal. Does that put AT&T on a hot seat with the White House?
It is very unusual for the government to challenge this kind of a merger. So AT&T, to its credit, it just plowed ahead and argued the case on the merits, which are the traditional arguments, which is that in a vertical merger where you don't eliminate a competitor, there are a lot of efficiencies to be gained. There are a lot of innovations that could happen out there. AT&T argued that it would do it.
The company also wants to reshape downtown Dallas. Are we going to see Wonder Woman sprinting down Commerce Street?
I think we will. You know, I went to an AT&T event back in December or so, and they had the Game of Thrones throne sitting there, and you could take your picture with it. And the point of it was that AT&T was already incorporating the marketing and the branding that's out there. I mean, one of the justifications here is AT&T wants to be sticky. And what they mean by sticky is it's hard to switch and leave the company. Well, when you're getting your TV and your wireless and your broadband all through the same company, they give you a little discount on each piece of the puzzle, and then it's very hard for another competitor to come in and pull you away.
Mitchell Schnurman is business columnist for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks for taking the time.
I always love it, Rick. Talk to you soon.